Let us just quickly go over the two lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chama, Tarsha Lidiva Deishori, My Tarsha Zichem Mutter, My Taime, Nichelohu, the Leiko Bershusi, the Cholheiche, the Kozli, Shavkilohu, Mikse, Menoket Lohu, Shukin. Let us see what Rashi says. Amar Rav Chama, Tarsha Lidiva Deishori. Meiche pakematye hoye meiche b'mokim hazel. He lived in Bavel, but it was a mokim hazel, and he sold his schoire kishar shonimkar b'mokim hayoyker and akko. He sold his schoire b'mokim, the price of the mokim hayoyker. Umamtim lahem, and he waited to get paid. Vein malin oisoi lemokim hayoyker, and the people who took his schoire, they paid him with the price that it was sold lemokim hayoyker. Vehu mekabel olav achayis derech balichim, and he was mekabel achayis on the schoire all the way from Bobo to Akku. Valakuchais mistakrim beparkamatye shalokrim shom b'ma'isov. The lakuchas, they went and they did business. Those who took this parkamatye, they did business with the money that they acquired for selling his schoire, and they purchased different schoire with his money. And then they brought their schoire back to Bavel. And that means if something happened to their schoire, they were responsible for it. Now, when they went from Bavel to Akku, they weren't mekabel any achayis on the schoire, lahave milve gabayu, so did not get a shame milve ad shapakamatye nimkeres. That means till the schoira of Rav Chama was sold in Akko for a expensive price, it was under Rav Chama's achais. The minute it was sold, the money that was acquired from the mekach, that was now this money they borrowed. Vehein mekablin hamois, and they sell it, and they get the money. Vaoison hamois nasin aleihem milve. So the first borrowing, let's say the schoire in Bavel was worth $50, and Akku was worth $200. So when they sold it in Akku, then the money that they acquired, they became loiven on this money. Ve'ein kan, and there's no agar noter, there's no schar hamtone. That means the borrowing $200, ein kan ribis. They're borrowing $200, and they're going to pay him $200. Nokti lo shuke, and they had the privileges, since they were shluchim of Rav Chama, machizin shlei odom rashoi limker ad sheyimkeruhem. That they had the privileges to sell the schoire, tzai in Akku and tzai, when they came back in Bavel, they had the privileges to sell schoire in the shuk before anyone else, and therefore they were capable of doing business without any competition. Now let us see Taisvis. Nokti lohu shuke. Dilav hochi hava osa. That means without these fringe benefits that they had, were put up from taxes, they were given the opportunity to sell first in the shuk. Dilav hochi hava osa. But without these fringe benefits, it would have been osa. Like Taisvis, afalpi shachayis haderech, Hoya al Rav Chama. So Lechera, why do you need Teire to give a reason why this is permissible? Lemaise, the halva first came about in Akku when it was worth $200. Till then it was in the Achayis of Rav Chomer. So they borrowed $200 and they're paying back $200. So what's the problem? Why do you need the fringe benefits over here? So Taisu says, Shreya Teuchin Loi, Lahavi Schei Rasai, Ulamacha Bischar Havosai, but let us just think a minute. That is true, they're borrowing the $200 from Rav Chomer in Akku, but how did the Schei Rav Chomer get to Akku? How was it sold in Akku? This did not happen by itself. That was their tirche to bring it to Akku and to sell it in Akku. Now, the reason they generously did this was because he's giving them a halva of $200, and he's going to wait till they come back to pay it. So l'cheire, there's a shayla of rimis over here, the tircha of habo and the tircha of mechire. Avol hashte, but since they got from doing this for Rav Chomer, they got fringe benefits. The noktiluhu shuka af b'chazarosam. That means even when they came back and they sold their schoire, I mean that what they sold Rav Chomer's schoire, so that was Rav Chomer's. That was a benefit for Rav Chomer. They didn't get too much out of this. Abal kaponam af b'chazarosam. They were also gepatet from meches. And they were given the opportunity to sell it b'shuk without competition. Ave b'shvil toichon b'shori. So lemaise, they were getting for these benefits that they acquired as being agents for Rav Chomer. So it was worthwhile for them to bring this chayre of Rav Chomer to Akku, so there's no ribis whatsoever. That was the tarsha de Rav Chomer. Behilchese, zokte gemara. Behilchese l'alocha, we paskin k'Rav Chomer. We paskin like Rav Chomer, this is permissible. Behilchese k'Rav Elozer, we paskin like Rav Elozer, the ribis k'tzutzes yeitze b'dayonim. Behilchese k'Rav Yane, doma mali hein, mali dmei. Behilchese k'Rav Elozer, zokte Rashi, the ribes ktsutze yoitze bedayon. Vehilchese kerav chome. Eimer Rabbeinu Tam. Now we had a few types of tarsha. We had tarsha of Rav Nachman, tarsha of Rav Pope, and tarsha of Rav Chome. And the type of tarsha, as we said, was he's selling something at a more expensive price. And there's stodim to be matter. So Eimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Hilchese Nami k'Rav Nachman b'Tarsha. The Tarsha of Rav Nachman is also Mutter, the Paskan like Rav Nachman. Now again, the Tarsha of Rav Nachman was that the Yisod was Mum's the word. He sold them Schoire. He did not mention any Tanoim that if you give me money now, it will be a cheaper price. He told them, no, you're going to sell me and you're going to pay me in 6 months, and this is the price of the schair, and I couldn't talk. And it's not Yotzah Hashar. So, Mamela, so looking at it superficially, it seems very kosher. He's selling them something, and but this is the price. So Taisa says, we pass Kalei Trav Nachman. Where do we see this? Midakama lekamon less hilchese ketarshe de papunoi. The Gemara says later, we don't paskin like Rav Pope, the tarsha of Rav Pope. Michal de bahanoch, besides Rav Pope, we had a tarsha de Rav Nachman, a tarsha of Rav Chome, have a hilchese. Baha de noket hoche hilchese ke Rav Chome. So why, if we paskin like Rav Nachman, so why does he say hilchese ke Rav Chome? Le'osa lashmine l'alafuki de Rav Pope. He only means lafuki de Rav Pope. That means mitzad echad, the tarsha of Rav Pope and the tarsha of Rav Chome had a striking similarity. And in this he says we paskin like Rav Chome, not like Rav Pope. the Tarsha of Rav Nachman Bechlau doesn't have the chesoron that these two Tarshas have. So we didn't have to say Hilchas ke Rav Nachman. Now Tosfos elaborates. V'hainu taima. The Rav Nachman loyshori ela b'deloy kotz. Rav Nachman was matter, a person sold someone schoire, you'll pay me X amount of dollars, 6 months, pay me a guten tag. We didn't say if you pay me now there's a cheaper price. We didn't say anything. It's not yotza hashar. So that tarsha is mutter. It's a mekach and a higher price, and it is a later payment, but these parotim that it could be sold for a lower price and for an earlier payment, since this is not mentioned, so memela, this is mutter. So that's the tarsha of Rav Nach. Avol Rav Pope v'Rav Chome, Airi afilu bekotz. Airi afilu bekotz. That it's speaking about was kotz. Now let's speak each case pasunda. Rav Pope was in the beer business. Rav Pope theoretically would readily sell his beer b'yayme nissen. There was a much more expensive price. His beer wouldn't spoil. He doesn't need the money. He was theoretically up to selling his beer in Nissan. If someone comes to him in Tishrei, he wants to buy beer in Tishrei. He wants to pay him in Tishrei. No. So he wants to buy beer in Tishrei. He'll sell him in Tishrei in the Tishrei price. But this was not because, if you want to buy beer, I'll sell you in Tishrei. But really, that is not my tachlis. You saw it, he wanted to sell his beer in the Nissan market. It was more expensive then. But if someone would have purchased it in Tishrei, he would have sold them on the Tishrei price. But as Rav Pope so eloquently put it, I don't need this. I don't need to sell it in Tishrei. I don't need the money now. My beer won't spoil. So Mamela, so Rav Pope said, I'm not gaining anything by not selling it for the Tishrei price. I'll do my favor if he wants a Tishrei price. And you thought, I'm shooting for the Nissan market. The Gemara asked Rav Pope, yes, Rav Pope, that's your cheshbon, 100%. Lagabi, your cheshbon, you're not gaining anything from not getting paid now. L'chadchilo, you would put it off till Nissan. But if we'll look at it, mitzad the lekeach would be, if he would have money now to pay you, his icha wouldn't come to buy your beer at the Nissan price. The only reason he's buying it on the Nissan price is because he doesn't have any money now to pay. So mitzad the lekeach, who is the loive, that means you're giving him now beer and he's going to pay in Nissim, mitzad the lekeach, he is paying ribis because you are not asking him to pay right away for the beer. That was the taina on Rav Pope. Aber bekitzer, Rav Pope is speaking about afilu bekotz, oi ka shar kavur dahave kekotz, so there was a shar kavur that everyone knew that one could acquire the beer now at a cheaper price. And by Rav Chom, it's also the same thing. If you want to come and buy the schoire now at a cheaper price, no problem, I'll sell it to you now at a cheaper price. That means these tzedodim, that the reason he's selling it in for an expensive price is because they're not giving him the money now. They're first going to pay him after they come back from Aku. But Rav Pope, Hashinuye de Rav Nachman koi. Rav Pope is going, Rav Nachman said that by me it is mutter, the Shani Hochet de Kotzlo, the Mishnah that asels is because he was koitzitz a cheaper price now. And then if you'll give later, it'll be a more expensive price. So that's Rav Nachman said, when you're koitz, it's a cheaper price now. That already is also, and Rav Papa wanted to say, and Rav Chome wanted to say that no, there's a case, a fellow where cuts a cheaper price, it is mutter. V'loi garsinim b'milse da Rav Papa tarshe di vaday shoy. There was such a girse that Rav Papa said, my tarshe is zicha mutter. Now, that is a very misleading statement. It would seem to be saying that my tarsha is better than Rav Nachman's tarsha, which is 100% wrong. Rav Nachman had a very innocent tarsha. We're not talking about if you pay now, if you pay later. We're just talking about later. Rav Papa is much worse. Rav Papa is, we are cuts. And we're saying if you pay now, you'll pay the Tishrei price. And if you pay later, you'll pay the Nissan price. So you can say the tarsha didi vaday shori, the mash malishna devaday de yaisi shori mid Rav Nachman. It's not true. Rav Papa is spilling the beans that if you give me money now, you'll get the Tishrei price. Ele garsin, and that is our gears in the Gemara, tarsha didi shori. My tarsha is muta. That means Rav Papa wanted to say, even though Rav Nachman had said that the only time it is permissible is if it's like cuts, I can be cut, and since I'm not gaining anything, it's also mutter. Vigorasle, if there is such a gears, and there was such a gears in the Svarim, ikala meima, the Svar de Rapopa de le ozer bosole keyach shori tfei. That means Rav Papa, who b'chlal did not think of the lekeach cheshbon, he only thought of his cheshbon, mitzad, his cheshbon, so the Amtonas Mois does not play a role at all. He doesn't need the money now, and he doesn't need to sell it now. So, lisvorosoi, this is better than Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, lemaise, is charging him a more expensive price because of the Amtonas Mois. We're not speaking about it. So Rav Papa Lishitosai, who held that you just look at the Malve, so he said, by me it's mamish not a revach whatsoever. Afliyem is the Rav Nachman Shori, the Rav Papa Osa. V'chein posek Rav Haigoyim, b'shar men beis, t'hilchese ketarshe the Rav Nachman, achpirish tarshe Rav Nachman ben Yenachem, ima she'onu mefosh. Zog the Mishnah weiter, now we're up to a new sugya. Mochal loy es hasod. Machaloi es hasode, a person sold someone a field. V'nosan loi miktsas domin. And the lekeach gave him a partial payment. Let us make it. Let's be megashim. He sold him a field for $1,000. He gave him now $200. V'omaloi, and the moiche told him, ein misai shetirtze havei mois, whenever you want, you'll bring the rest of the money, you'll bring the $800, v'tul es shaloch, and then you'll take the field. Also, so this seder, this agreement is also. Let us see, Rashi, what's wrong with this. Zot Rashi. Hochi gasinim es nisen. Mocha loy es esode, v'nosan loy miktsas domi. He gave him miktsas domim, v'omaloi, ein mesai shetirtza, havei moiser amoi sholecho. That means you made up, you're paying $1,000 for the field, so whenever you'll bring the rest of the money, the $800, v'tu sode shaloch, and you'll take the field, osa. Lases kein, this is osa. Now what is osa about this? Vidavke the omale, so now Rashi Musin the Gemara will explain this. Vidavke the omale, lechimaisis, moisa hamois, knei ma'achsho. Amuridikizach. He told him, Yenna comes, he wants to buy a field. He says, no, the price is $1,000. He says, listen, I have $200 now. Fine, give me now $200. And when you bring the $800, the field is yours from now. That means I'm selling you now the field on the condition that you have to bring me the $800 and then the field is yours from now. Lefichach, osa laseskein. You're not allowed to do such a thing. Why? Now, who's going to eat the peiris? Shim yoichel moicha peiris, if the moicha is going to eat the peiris b'seichkach, that means the vowel, whenever you bring me the $800, it's your field from now. No, he can bring the $800 in 10 years also. I mean, but that was not mach. Whenever you bring the $800, the field is yours from now. So memela, so if the moicha will eat the peiris till the lekeach brings the $800, l'sheyove zeh hamois, when he'll bring the $800, nimtza, so it comes out, shasode knuya loy miyoim hamecher, that the soda was his from the day it was sold, and the moicha was eating the peiris, the field that comes out after being the $800 10 years later, so the field is from when he gave him the $200. So, and the moicha was eating the peiris, and what is pshat in this? He says, well, I sold you a field now, you didn't give me the money, so mischar am tonas mois, I'm eating the peiris. So that's ribis. If the lekeach will eat the peiris, so then that problem will be solved. So it comes out, he'll bring the $800 10 years later. So it comes out, the field always belonged to the lekeach, so the lekeach can eat his peiris. But what will be, if he gave him $200, when he'll give him the $800 will be his. He comes in 10 years, he says, I can't cough up the $800, finished. Give me back my $200. So if the lekeach will eat the peiris, v'myoichel lekeach peiris ma'achsho, shema lo yovi moiser ha'mois, maybe the lekeach will never bring these $800, so it'll come out that there never was a mecha, v'yachso lo yzeh ma'ashe kibbol, so he'll give him back the $200, v'nimtso shle hoiso sode knuyaloi, so the sode never belonged to the lekeach, because he never was mekayim that night. The chalimaisis knime achshav amalei. The agreement was when you'll bring $800, then it'll become yours for now. From now, v'holoi aisi, he never brought the $800. Umois arishaynis kemil v'baal moyu. So it comes out, these $200 were not the mehamekach; it was a halvo. And now, after 10 years, he's paying back the halvo, and in schar amtonas mois, the lekeach, who was a malve, he ate the peiris. Kemilve balmo, he ate some moichel, v'zeochel peiris, b'schori. So that is why the Mishnah says, if you make such a transaction, you're giving now a down payment, but the mekach should be chal l'mafreya when you give the rest of the money, there are two possibilities. There's one possibility, he'll give the rest of the money, and then the karka belonged to the lekeach ma'achsho. There's a possibility that he'll never give the rest of the money, so the karka always belonged to the moicha, there never was a mecha. So whoever will eat peiris, there's a possibility that there was a halvo, and he was over the isaribis. Hilvo al sodeyu. What if he lent him money al sodeyu? Amashkin. He lent him money al sodeyu. Va'omaloi. Imiato noisin li mikan va'ad shalishanim. If you won't pay me till 3 years, harei hi shali. That means, now let us just understand what we're really speaking about. He lent him, let's say he lent him $100 on a field. On a field means the field is a mashkin. The field was worth $500. Now fine. So he has the field, which is a mashkin for the alvor of $100. And it's worth $500. But he made conditions with this loiva. He said, you have 3 years to pay up the chayiv, and that's gewaldik. If you pay up the chayiv in 3 years, it's a problem. So you get back the field. But v'im ato noisen li mikan vat sholesh shanim. But if you will not pay me till 3 years, harei hi sholi. So then the field belongs to me. Harei hi sholi. So then you can do such a thing. Now, there's a chiddush over here, but that we will not discuss as yet. There's a chiddush that we have to understand. This field was worth $500. Now, he's telling him, if you don't pay me in 3 years, I get the field, which is a very profitable and lucrative agreement over here. Mitzad the malve. I'm lending you the money. 3 years, you have to pay up. I'm holding this karka for a mashkin. If you don't pay up in 3 years, I get the field, which is worth $500. And this somehow is muta. V'kach hoya baitis ben zaynin oise al pi chachomim. And baitis ben zaynin used to do this, and he had a heter of chazal. Okay, but that's a second case. Now, let's go back to the first case. The first case was that someone gave a down payment on a field, and there was an agreement that when he brings the rest of the money, the field will be his. The field will become his. Now, mi oichel peiros. So who should eat the peiros till the rest of the money was brought? Rav Huna Omar. Moicha oichel peiros, Chafuna says, the moicha can eat the peiros. Finished, no problem. Rav Onan Omar mishalshin es ha-peiros. No. The moicha does not eat the peiros. We take the peiros and we put them in the reshus of a sholish, and then we'll see what's going to happen. If the lekeich will bring the rest of the money, so we'll give these payers to the lekeich, because it comes out the whole time it was the lekeich's field, it was kind of lemafreya. If the lekeich does not bring the money, so then we'll give the payers to the meicha, because it comes out it never was a mekach. Now, so we have here, it seemingly, a machlekes. So the Gemara says, v'loi pligi, there's no machlekes. Hoda oma lechimaisis kni. Rav Huna is speaking about that he told him that when you'll bring me the rest of the money, then it will become yours. So that's mamish meiradik. That means he gave him now $200. He said, the field is not yours yet. When you bring me $800, then the field will become yours when you give me the $800. So then Rav Huna said, so the moicha oichel peiros, there's no shaila whatsoever. That means it's my field, I can eat the peiros, it will become yours when you finish paying me up. Well, I'll eat the peiros. Hoda oma lechi maisis kni. That's what Rav Onan said, no one is permitted to eat the peiros, and you give it to a sholish to hold it, and we will see later who to give the peiros to. This is what he says, when you bring the rest of the money, it's yours lamafrei, and then we don't know what is going to happen, so then we have to give it to a sholish. Let us see what Rashi says. Mi ochal peiros. Mocha v'kibo mikzes. Mi oichel peiros b'seichach. Who is going to eat the peiros? So Rav Huna said, "Moicha oichel peiros l'kami muki lo shapir." It wasn't say very good. Akimte k'd meforish v'loy pligi. There's no machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Onan. Mishalshin, and Rav Onan said, "Mishalshin mafkiden oisoi biyat sholish." We take the peiros, we give it to a sholish. And we'll see what will the shalish do with the peiros as follows. Im yigmer mekroi, if the mekach will be nigmar, yidnein lelekeach. So he'll give the peiros to the lekeach, because it was his lamafreya. V'im loy, if he won't be goymer the mekach, Yavzer Amoicha Mashekibel Vitel Peroiso. So then the Moicha comes out with a label, give back the money, and the Moicha eats the Peros. So the Gemara says, V'loi plik, Hod Amalei Lechi Maisis Kni, if he told them that you will first acquire the field when you bring the rest of the money, is Meicha Eichel Perish, Shein Hasode Knuyoloi, Elo Mikan Ulahabe. The Sode is Koni Elo Mikan Ulahabe, Va'ad Hashto Didei Ochel, so it's no Shaila. But if he said, when you bring the money, it's yours from now, so comes out the bringing the rest of the money is only a condition. If we bring bring the rest of the money, so if the moicha will eat the peiros of the lekeich, so it comes out that this is ribis. So that's that. Now we'll have Tony Rav Safra beribis devei Rabbi Chiya. Rav Safra said over a baraisa in the yeshiva of ribis devei Rabbi Chiya, they learned Hilchas ribis. Rav Safra said over a baraisa, and Rav Safra said, this scenario, that a person gave a down payment on a field, and he has to give the rest of the money. So Rav Safra said a baraisa as follows, Pa'omim sheshneihem mutarim. There are times that both are allowed to eat the peiros, side the lekeich and side the moicha, with this condition. He said that you have to bring the rest of the money. Pomim shesneim asurim. Sometimes this giving 200 and with a cheshbon of 800, none of them are allowed to. Pomim shamoicha muta v'lekeach osa. Sometimes the moicha is allowed to eat. Pomim shalekeach muta umoicha osa. So Rav Safra said over a baraisa, four cases, without any explanation. But he said, this is the halacha. In this case, where a down payment was given and with a cheshbon to pay the rest, there could be four scenarios. Sometimes both of them keep the payers, sometimes none of them keep the payers, sometimes the moicha can eat the payers, sometimes the lekeich can eat the payers. Only Rove Basrei. So Rove says, I'll say pshat. I'll tell you pshat in the baraisa. Pomim sheshneyem mutorim, the omalei, kni kishir zuzach. He told them, he gave him $200. The moicha said, listen, you want to buy the whole field? No problem. However, how much money you give me, that's how much you kind of. So this field is worth $1,000. You gave me $200. You now were kind of a fifth of the field. You give me the $800, you kind of the whole field. Whenever you get, when you give. You gave now 200, so a fifth of the field belongs to you, four-fifths belong to me. So, shneihem mutarim, so both eat the peiros. But so both eat the peiros, he eats a fifth of the peiros, because a fifth of the field belongs to him. He eats four-fifths of the peiros, four-fifths before, so you can have, at the same time, both are eating the peiros, because it belongs to both of them. If that was pshat, if they spoke that out. Pomim sheshneyem asurim. There's a time that none of them allowed to eat the peiros. Domele lechi maisis knima achshav. He says, when you bring the money, the less of the money, it's yours from now. So now we have a problem. Who knows what's going to happen? So therefore no one is allowed to eat the peiros. Pomim moicha muta v'lekeach osa. Domele lechi maisis kni. He told him, when you'll bring all the money, then you'll first be kainah. Till now, nothing belongs to you. So then the moicha eats all the peiros. Pomim shalekeach muta umoicha osa. The omalei kni me'achshav. He gave him $200. and he told them, it's yours now. V'zuzoi lehevi halva gabach. You owe me 800,000. That means no conditions. I sold you the field now for 200,000. So it's yours. You owe me 800,000. So Memela, then the lekech eats the peiris because it's his field. There's no halva. The 200,000 were kind of the field. Zot Rashi. Tani Rav Safre, lehoye mefurish b'mishne mosai. This paraisa that Rav Safre said over, there was no explanations. Mosai shnei mutorim, mosai asurim, upirish rove, misvor rove, figured it out. Kni mahashtai kishir zuzor, if he told them, shibikoyne mahashtai kishir zuzor, vahashar lechi maises, koni, the rest you'll be koina when you bring the rest of the money. Ze oichel peiris karka hamagia ledomim shenoson. So lekeach the vial eats the peiris of the karka of the money that he gave. Amoichel oichel ashar. The moichel eats the rest. And in this case, as the Teiris Chaim speaks out, there was no halvo whatsoever. He gave him $200. He was koina a fifth of the field. He was kind of, the four-fifths of field belongs to him. So there's no ribbis to Kishayla. The Teres Chaim says, theoretically, in this case, everyone can eat all the peiris, als ribbis, because there's no havo. Gave him 200,000, he's kind of fifth of the field. Finished. There's a guess all the Kishayla. I mean, there's no ribbis to Kishayla whatsoever. The 200,000 was kind of fifth of the field. So this 50 eats, this is his payers, the other eats profits. Shalom Yisrael. Vaita, lechi maises, kni hakel me'achshav. If he says, when you bring the rest of the money, it will be yours now, shnei mesurim, then none of them allowed to eat, kedefrish is low, because I don't know if he will bring, if he won't bring. Lechi maises, kni, Lachimaisis kni. The case that the moicha is allowed to eat, the moicha told him, when you'll bring the money, then you'll be kind of the field. Add the maisi till you bring sode shomoichahu. The sode belongs to the moicha. So in the middle of the moicha eats the peiris. Kni mei arshav. What if he said kni mei arshav? Should be kind of now with the 200,000, but Zuzi Levi Avogaboch, give me that name, Achshav, or you shall care. You may come, Peres, Pesham, Tonas, Mois, Yoichle. Now, this is our Mishneh Betzim in one of the cases, and this is the Baraisu. Now, Zok the Gemara, Omar Rav Hune, Barei de Rav Yeshua, the Loi Ke Rabbi Yehuda. This Baraisu is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda ha'omar tzad echod beribis muta. Rabbi Yehuda holds tzad echod beribis is muta. Zokt Rashi, dilme osi lidei ribis, dilme loy osi. That means there's a possibility there might be ahavo and there might be ribis. Maybe it won't be Dumbalayosi Keita. He gave him $200 with a condition: when you give the 800, you'll be kainel amafrei. Imaycha oichlam v'leigama lekeach mekhoi. What'll be if the moicha will eat the peiris? Lekeach never brought the $800. Ain. Can ribis, so there's no ribis whatsoever. There never was a mekach. So the moicha ate the peiris of his field. It will only become the lekeach's field if he brings $800. Goma, what if he brought the $800? Yesh can ribis. So now, this situation, he's telling him, you gave now $200. If you'll bring me $800, it's yours now. From Yachshav. If you don't bring, it's never yours. So this situation, if the moicha will eat the peiris, is this ribis? It depends what's going to be. If the like eyach will bring deiran jitals, so sizlam afreyit, so the moicha eat the peiris, it's ribis. If the lekeyach will not bring the $800, so it's not ribis. That's called tzav echad beribis. So that what it said, Shneim Asurim, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. I will say for Ktoni, Moicha Muta Vlekech Osa, Lekech Muta Moicha Osa, I feel Rabbi Yehuda made it. There's no Tzadechot Beribis. The hosam vadai ike ribis. There is ribis. Triyamale, lechi maisis koni. If he told him that when you bring the money, then you will be koinit, ain le akshe vaklum. Vafilu goma, if he brings the money, ilkach peri da hashte ribis hain etzle, if the lekeach will eat the peris, so it's ribis. That means he lent them $200 and he's eating the peiris. There's no tutstodim. V'heichad omer leikni ma'achshav zuzi nehevi avor gaboch haknui le ma'achshav. V'meichom meicha peiris arei hu ribis. Now, I'd like to mention a meiradik echidish from the Gaon Tzvi. The Gaon Tzvi said, we have a meiradik yisod, perhaps later in the sugya will elaborate shitas Rabbi Yehuda a little better. But Rabbi Yehuda says, if there's an agreement, in mitzadi agreement, there's a possibility that it won't be ribis, there's a possibility it will be ribis, and let's talk lemaise. The makor of Rabbi Yehuda is Bote Yorichayim. Bote Yorichayim is a parsha in the Torah. Someone sold a house for $100,000 to a lekeach. She had a moich and a lekeach. Lekeach gave him $100,000. Now, if the moich will give him $100,000 during the year, he gets back the house. If he doesn't give him back $100,000 during the year, the house belongs to the lekeach. Now, and the tzad, he doesn't give back the $100,000. There's no problem whatsoever. He sold him a house. He gave him $100,000. He lives in the house. The house is sold. No problem whatsoever. The problem is, the tzad, he says, but listen, if I give you back the $100,000 during the year, you give me back the house. Now, let us just understand what is pshat this. I mean, you sold me a house. Now, tell me, if you give me $100,000, I have to give it back to you. Are you telling you not selling? So pshat is, he's telling, well, listen, if I give you back $100,000, then I'm not selling it. The mois was a halva. That's pshat. That means I need now $100,000. If I pay you back in the year, so the mois was a halva. If I don't pay you back in the year, so then the mois was a mech. That's so, but if he gives him back the $100,000, the lekeach was living in the house rent-free for till he got the $100,000. So that's, so he gives him back the $100,000 and he lived the half a year in the house rent-free. So he got back $100,000 plus a deal in the house. So Rabbi Yehuda said, we see from the Torah, tzad echad beribis is mutter. Right? This is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Right? A limud. And the yisod of the limud is, if the ketzitze we made, if the agreement we made is not muchach to be ribis, it's a tmuta. It's a possibility it can be ribis. But it's not muchach. It could be, there's two eifanim, what can be, and it's not totally in shemayim, it's totally in the between the malv and the loive. If there's a possibility it won't be ribis, so the other possibility comes about, it's also mutter. Zot the Gaon Tzvi. Amor de kechidish. Now let's go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, we had a case in the Mishnah that we have here amor de lekech. The lekech gave him $200. Reish chidish tishrei. And he says, well, I'll give you $800 so then the karka will be mine from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That was the Otmach. If I don't give you 100,000, you give me back the 200,000 I got on top. So now we have here a problem. Who's going to eat the peiros? If the Moichel will eat the peiros, maybe the Lekech will give him the 800,000. So comes out, it belonged to the Lekech from Tishrei, so he's eating his peiros. So, if the Lekech will eat the peiros, maybe if the Lekech will eat the peiros, maybe he won't give the 800,000. So comes out, was Alvot to the Moichel, and he was eating the peiros for the Alvot to the Moichel. So the Mishnah says it's also Shneyem, the Baraisa says Shneyem Asurim. Zogt Gemore, de loike Rab Yehuda. Zogt Goyim Tzvi, according to Rab Yehuda, Shneyem Mutorim. Now let's just understand what he said now. You know what Shneyem Mutorim means? Lekech eats the peiros. The Moichel eats the peiros. Now, we have to understand, when we look at this, we blink twice and we say, someone's going to be even aver over here. Whatever is going to happen, someone's going to be even aver. Both of them, Shneim Asurim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shneim Mutorim. So someone's either going to be over and aver. That means if the Moich is eating Peres, the Lekech is eating Peres, Shalom Al Yisrael. Whatever is going to happen, someone's going to be over and aver. Zok to Gemara, that's not like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it'll be Shnei Motorim. Why? Because each one that is eating peiros, it is a tzad echad, it doesn't have to be ribbis. The Lekech is eating peiros. Listen, I'll bring the 800 dollars. So some echad, I'm allowed to eat peiros. Maybe I won't bring the 800, but it's a tzad echad, so I'm allowed now to eat peiros, because it's a tzad echad, there won't be ribbis. The moich is allowed to eat the peiros, because maybe he won't bring the money. It's a tzad echad, it won't be a mechel. So memela shneyem oichlem peiros. That's what the Goyim Tzvi says. That's pshat in the Gemara. Poimim sheshneim, before the Gemara said poimim sheshneim mutorim, poimim sheshneim asurim. So the Gemara says that's not like according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's always shneim mutorim. It will be shneim mutorim. Let us just see the second Tosfos. Rabuna mamecha echol peiros. And it's because it means that he'll first acquire it when he gives the rest of the money. So Tosfos Damas Nisan Kaimi. Rafuna is going on the Mishnah. Diktoni Hevei Mois Vitul Eshelach. Now the translation Vitul, bring money and take yours. Umashmulu Vitul Eshelach means Zechi Eshelach. The idea of mois konime ato oilam afreya. That means tul eshaloch, ki means bizoichen it, either it's lamafreya or it's mikana lahabe. So memela saravune says, if tul eshaloch means mikana lahabe, lachi mais, it's a demoiche kinni peiris. But to say that the lekeich eats peiris, and he was koine now, and the money is alvov le mashmu tu eshaloch shekvar konisa. You, it's yours already. El shebeteiris mashkin nishar biyodoi, and tu eshaloch means I'll give you back the mashkin, because the mashmois of tu eshaloch means bizoiche. That's the mashmois of tu eshaloch. Because in the tzad iser, tul means kni. So Ravuna says, in the tzad heter, to kni is also mutter. But if you'll say like Tosfos, so the tzad iser, tul means zechi, and then the tzad heter means, tul means to take it, that's not mistava. So that's where they're going on the lotion of the Mishnah, the Lashon Mishnah, tool means zechi.